Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble tradition and hadith which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam regarding hoarding, or what we call in Arabic, ihtikar. Hoarding is one of those evil, social or economic evils that people do often to disrupt the market and the economy of a certain place. And it, of course, it's prohibited in Islam, and there's many traditions regarding in which it has been reprimanded and prohibited. In this beautiful tradition, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, hoarding is the cause of deprivation. And when people hoard goods, you know, it disrupts the market and the prices of the goods that are prevalent and available in the market. It prevents people from being able to buy those things that they could have under normal situations in which the hoarding had not been done. In another tradition from Imam Ali said the following: hoarding is a vice. It's a vice and it's a sin. And Imam also said, one of the characteristics of the foolish is exhausting themselves by hoarding. It's also interesting to note that Imam Ali, in his famous letter to Malik Ashtar, who was the governor who he had appointed in Egypt, he said the following. You know, this letter is a very famous letter in which Imam Ali advises Malik Ashtar about a lot of things, about how to conduct, you know, his government, how to rule over the people over there. So in this letter, the Imam says the following, alluding to this vice of hoarding. Know, along with this, that most of the merchants and traders are very narrow-minded and awfully avaricious. They hoard goods for profiteering and fix high prices for goods. This is a source of harm to the people and a source of shame for the governors in charge. So stop people from hoarding, because verily the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has prohibited it. So this is one of those social evils that should be prevented. Of course, this is not something that, you know, individuals can, you know, prevent, right? Just rather, this is something that the governments in charge, the Islamic governments, should carry out. They should find the people who are responsible for this social evil, and they should, prevent them from doing so. And in cases where it is necessary, they should bring them to justice and punish them for the sin that they have committed. Thank you for joining us on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at hoarding and its evil nature in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل